What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa, my dear swaggers, friends and neighbors, ladies and gentlemen. There was supposed to be an episode this week, and the reason why there isn't will be explained in the forthcoming apology, and rest assured it is entirely my fault. It has nothing to do with Walker. I'm willing to blame Walker for anything and everything. I'm still half convinced that he absconded with Jimmy Hoffa somewhere. And I can't be conclusively certain that he wasn't the grassy knoll in the 60s in Dallas, but this time it's all on me. Normally here on So Very Wrong About Games, we don't verge into personal matters and we don't talk much of anything about what happens outside our gaming time. And even we leave a lot of the details of the gaming time itself rather indistinct so as not to waste your time and verge into the overly personal. But this is going to be a bit of an exception, primarily because you're owed an explanation. Everybody who gives us their attention, who is willing to spend some time with us, is deserving of some degree of explanation as to when we're not able to adhere to our release schedule. And we take our obligations seriously, and so into that aegis, I'm going to explain to you what happened. There are, broadly speaking, two reasons why I am not able to record an episode this week. And it ties into not being available for the actual recording time itself, and it also relates to the fact that I haven't really played any games this week. So here are the two reasons. Reason the first is a close family member was hospitalized and required some assistance over the weekend, and I wasn't exactly sure how long it was going to be, but it revolved going and staying with them and being able to prepare meals, clean up after, etc., 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 all the things you need to do for someone who's not mobile. And it naturally fell to me simply because, due to the combination of proximity and lack of other serious obligations, it fell on my shoulders, and that's fine. It's the bare minimum of what can be expected of somebody, and I don't begrudge the fact that I had to do it. Sometimes I complain and bitch and moan about doing various things, but usually that's at the aegis of, well, somebody thinks there's an obligation, even though I don't really think there is, or they think they're doing me a favor, but really I'm doing them a favor, etc., etc. None of those applied in this particular case. But I thought I would be able to do some prep work over the course of my being away, and then either I'd be able to release an episode late or be able to adhere to the normal release schedule. But there was a minor complicating factor. And then I'll share with you my reflections that I'm trying to take away from this entire event. The complicating factor is that on the drive to go stay with this family member who needed assistance, I totaled my car. I'm 100% uninjured. Well, physically, anyway. I literally walked away from it, and I had to sign the car over for scrap. And you might be thinking, well, what's the serious problem? The serious problem is I loved that car. It was the favorite thing that I've ever owned. It was a beautiful thing. It was a pristine condition 2006 Mustang convertible GT. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing, and I sometimes wonder if I'll ever own anything half so nice ever again. I'm not a man of means, and so the prospect of having to replace the car is an overarching psychic burden, as well as the fact that I really wasn't able to sleep all weekend because I kept thinking about all the ways the accident could have gone wrong. You know, as far as accidents go, it was pretty textbook. Happened in a reasonably good place, no one else was involved, and as I say, I walked away, with the exception of my gorgeous automobile. Anyway, so that's where I am now. I wasn't really able to get any work done. I wasn't able to get any sleep done. I wasn't able to get any gaming done, largely speaking. I was either involved in dealing with the aftermath of this particular little disaster, planning for the future in the aftermath of this, because let me tell you, friends and neighbors, I live in a city where you have to have a car. The rest of my life, I've lived in places where I didn't have to own a car, and indeed didn't. I've only owned a car for the past 5-ish years of my life, but having moved to Kingston, Kingston's a place where you need a car, so that's that. One of the luxuries of living in other cities is they had public transit and or density patterns that permitted you to get away without having an automobile, but such is the way of things. And so that's provided a rather serious strain on my time, my energy, and my mental headspace, so I don't really have anything to say with respect to gaming, except for this. I can leave you with this, at least. Our hobby, and I've been reflecting on this over the past couple of days, our hobby is a strange intersection of the materialistic and the social, because we have all these toys that we buy, or acquire, or what have you, and they are beautiful objects, and I do not think that there's any shame or any problem whatsoever in deriving genuine joy from the appreciation of physical objects. I don't even think there's really any problem with deriving joy from the ownership of physical objects. But at the same time, you can't let that undermine the fact that this is, with certain rare exceptions, a social activity. And these objects are, in a real sense, a catalyst for bringing us together. And I am certainly not very good at keeping that in mind at the best of times. So there's lovely dollies that we play with, the gorgeous pieces of artwork, the lovely cardboard. It is fine to appreciate them as such, but sometimes it's easy to forget the fact that they're really kind of an excuse sometimes to spend time with people whose company you appreciate. The same is true of transportation. And so one of the things that I was trying to remind myself as I fretted over the destruction of my most prized possession was that it had achieved its purpose. Both in keeping me safe, because, you know, the job of a modern automobile is to destroy itself in the process of keeping its passengers safe and sound, as opposed to the bad old days where a car would be largely structurally intact, but everyone inside will have been shattered to pieces. The converse is much, much preferable. And the car was able to do what its job was in terms of rendering me to someone who needed my help. And so we were both safe, and both our health concerns can be taken care of, and I'm not going to say that I should net-net be happy at this particular little mortification of my personal belongings, although perhaps I ought to be. Maybe I will come to appreciate this a little bit more as distance grows. Maybe someday I'll have a much healthier attitude towards physical possessions in general, but at this particular moment, I am trying very, very hard to focus on what's important, even setting aside the most important thing, namely, again, that I was able to walk away unharmed. But that these physical objects, sometimes their job is to be mere facilitators and conduits for our social experiences. And with that in mind, as I approach my gaming time in the coming days and weeks and months, I'm going to try to remember that. And insofar as I forget, I'm basically ignoring the one silver lining that I might get out of all this mess. Unfortunately, all that you find people get out of this mess is nothing but this apology, which merely serves as an explanation. At any rate, more actual content to follow, barring some sort of other catastrophe or force majeure. Well, there you go. There's your French for the week. So I guess it's actually an episode after all. There you go. The inclusion of French makes it an episode. Barring some kind of force majeure, we will actually have an episode of So Very Wrong About Games next week, where we will mix things up and talk about board games and all those other saws. I hope to see you then. And once again, I am sorry for the delay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.